An author who detailed the story of a legitimate antique map dealer turned thief will discuss his book at Williams College Tuesday. Michael Blanding's The Map Thief tells the story of E. Forbes Smiley, who in 2006 was found guilty of stealing roughly 100 rare maps worth millions of dollars from libraries in New York, Boston, Chicago, and at Harvard and Yale. Blanding, a 1995 Williams College graduate, spoke with WAMC.
So Smiley was actually a legitimate map dealer for about 30 years before he became a map thief. And he was, by all accounts, really successful as a map dealer. He created some of the greatest collections of maps of North America that have ever been assembled, including one collection of maps of New York in the Mid-Atlantic region that was donated to the New York Public Library and is now the basis of their map collection there, and another one of maps of Boston and New England that's now at the Boston Public Library. So he was quite successful before he turned to the dark side, as it were.
And how was it discovered that he was actually stealing maps and then selling them?
Well, he was actually at the reading room of the Beinecke Rare Book Library at Yale University, and one of the librarians was making her sweep of the room and kind of walking around, making sure that everything was all right, and she found an X-Acto knife blade on the floor. And it turned out that Smiley had actually dropped that blade. He had had it in a handkerchief in his back pocket and took it out to blow his nose, and the blade fell on the floor. And at that point, they started looking around to see who was in the room and who might be belonging to that blade, and, you know, obviously very distressed about the fact that that's a tool that could separate pages from their bindings in the library. And eventually they ended up following him out of the library and searching him, and they found on his person a very rare map of New England by Captain John Smith, and they were able to connect that to the maps in the library, and that sort of started the whole case unraveling.
What kind of maps was E. Forbes Smiley stealing, and where was he taking them from?
The maps that he was stealing were maps of North America primarily, dating from the early 1500s to about 1800. And in the course of that time, he was stealing the most influential, the most important, most valuable maps of the colonial and early American period. And, you know, we're talking maps that could go for, you know, $50,000 up to $100,000 or more. So these were really, really rare objects that were really prized by collectors. And he was taking them out of libraries. There were six institutions that he targeted: Harvard, Yale, Boston Public Library, New York Public Library, the British Library in London, and the Newbery Library in Chicago. And some of the maps were in books, and he would go in the books and rip them out when nobody was looking, and some of them were just single sheet maps that he would take out of folders of similar maps. And again, oftentimes they weren't cataloged very well, or the libraries didn't necessarily know they had them, and he was able to walk right out with them and sell them for tidy profit the next day.
Is there any particular reason why these maps draw the interest that they do, both legitimate and also obviously the business that E. Forbes Smiley got into?
Well, it was really interesting as I was doing the research from my book. That was one of the questions I had, was what makes these pieces of paper so valuable and people willing to spend so much money on them? And I think there's a few reasons, and it really depends on the collector and who's actually paying the money for them. But, you know, for one, these maps are real works of art. I mean, they were done at a time, you know, say in the Netherlands or in England in the 1500s or 1600s, at a time when there were artists, you know, that we are all familiar with, Vermeer and Rembrandt, that were also working. And a lot of times these maps were hanging on the walls right next to these paintings, and they were really thought of as these works of art. And then on the other hand, they are real historical objects. And it was really interesting for me to do research and understand the impact that some of these maps have had. For example, that John Smith map of America that Smiley was caught with actually named Plymouth. It was the first map to put Plymouth on the map, and the Pilgrims actually had a copy of the map and steered to the place that Smith had marked as Plymouth and took that as name of Plymouth Plantation. So they were very influential documents and really changed the course of history, and so a lot of times people are collecting them for that reason, because they're history lovers, they're lovers of a particular area, and they want to own a piece of that history.
Has Smiley ever explained why he started stealing and selling the maps after already being a legitimate map dealer?
As far as I've been able to determine, he was really a good map dealer for quite a few years. You know, he was very successful at his trade. He was very knowledgeable. He was very good at selling the maps. But at the same time, he was just a terrible business person. He really never took the time to get his financial house in order. He was always sort of chasing one map before he'd sold the last one. He got really addicted to this lifestyle of being able to spend vast sums of money on plane tickets and fancy dinners and cab rides everywhere. And he just got further and further in debt. And he was also a very proud person and really loved this image of this being this jet-setting map dealer, you know, rubbing elbows with the rich and famous. And at a certain point, it just became easier for him to break the law and become a criminal than it did to admit to himself that he'd actually failed at his profession, and would have to admit to people that he was broke. And you know, it's interesting to me as a journalist, because I think it's a very human story that we all have these moments where we have to make hard choices and maybe do things that we're not so proud of in retrospect. But in his case, obviously, it was much more extreme than most of us are familiar with, or that most of us are willing to commit.
And what is he doing now? Do you know?
Well, he still lives on Martha's Vineyard, which is where he was from. He was able to keep his house, despite the fact that he now owns some $2 million to pay back the people that bought these stolen maps. But he lives much more modestly than he did when he was selling these maps for tens of thousands of dollars. Last I heard, he was working as a landscaper for something like $8 an hour. So his fortunes are much more modest at this point.
And whatever became of the maps that were stolen and sold?
Most of the maps were actually returned to the library. Smiley did come forward and cooperate with police and help recover most of the maps that he had admitted to stealing, which was about 86 out of, say, the 100 that he admitted to stealing. On the other hand, though, the libraries are still missing quite a few more maps. Some of them accuse Smiley of stealing a lot more maps than he admitted taking, and there's been some evidence the truth of that, that some maps have actually come back that he didn't admit to stealing, that were connected to him. So there's still a mystery at the root of the case about whether all the maps have actually been recovered.